Had I known where she was, I probably would have given her up just so she could kick Marcus's ass. Not liking my answer, Marcus reared back to hit me again. Normally, I would have just shot him and saved us both the grief, me from having to take a beating and him from having to live with all that anger rattling around inside. I'd have been doing him a favor, but I promised Abraham I'd play nice with Balth. My shooting his goon would violate the old guy's trust no matter how good it would feel. So, I tucked my chin and waited for the hammer to fall. Abraham would be so proud. Yay me.
Leave him be, Poe interrupted. He's telling the truth.
As a mentalist whose power few humans could match, Poe knew I wasn't lying. Though he wasn't able to read my mind, my devilish genetics distorting his readings, he could still pull off a surface scan, which told him all he needed to know. It worked better than any lie detector I'd ever seen. Marcus growled like a dog who didn't want to relinquish a bone. I could almost see the rusty wheels in his head spinning as he mulled over his options. None of them were good for me. Poe's icy eyes narrowed.
We're done here, Mr. Donatello.
He laid a narrow hand on Marcus's shaking arm when the big man didn't respond.
Now is not the time for your personal vendetta.
There was a finality in his voice which was hard to ignore. Marcus huffed and lowered his fist with reluctance. He glared at me, straightening his tie unconsciously. It looked like he was strangling it.
You'll be seeing me again, Trig.
Always a pleasure. I tried to give him a welcoming smile, but judging from the look on his face, I missed my mark. I probably should have kept my tongue in my mouth. He backed up about 10 feet, his cold eyes on me the whole time, and then stormed out of the alley. Poe cast one last piercing glance in my direction before he strolled off after Marcus. Once they were gone, I pulled myself to my feet, grunting. My head still throbbed on both sides. I ran my hand across the back of my shaved scalp and felt a small cut dribbling with blood, but nothing major. I touched the knot on my forehead and hissed. That was a good one. The bastard hit like a freight train. Ah, the things I do for people.
You better be happy, Abraham, I shouted, my voice echoing down the alley.
I'm sure he is, Frank.
I jumped when I heard the voice and whirled about, drawing my chromed .45 from the small of my back. I lowered it as soon as I saw the golden mane and grinning face of the angel it framed.
God damn it, Scarlet, don't do that.
Wow, a gun. That would have come in handy a minute ago.
She smirked, clearly having witnessed Marcus's assault, the one I'd taken on her behalf. I could feel my anger welling up as I stared at her. She leaned casually against the wall, her lithe figure defined by the skin-tight leather outfit she wore. Cousin or not, I couldn't help but follow the swollen trail of her V-neck blouse, her breasts a sight to behold. I have to give it a god. He knew how to make 'em. How could I be mad at those? I slipped my gun back into my waistband and pulled my shirt out to cover it. It helped to cover everything else as well. What can I say? I'm easily aroused.
Oh, and don't use the Lord's name in vain. He doesn't like it,
she warned, her palm absentmindedly fondling the hilt of her sword, Everto Tresido, loosely translated as Demon Slayer. I looked away from the mesmerizing sight of her hand sliding up and down the pommel, trying to keep my thoughts in check. Having seen the blade in action, I didn't want to be on the receiving end of it. It lived up to its name. I couldn't, however, pass up an opportunity to give her grief.
What's he gonna do? Strike me down?
I raised my arms and looked up to the heavens, chuckling. Her eyes narrowed, and the smile dropped from her face. I stifled my laughter and lowered my arms, not wanting to upset her more than I already had. The last thing I needed was to add a pissed-off angel to my list of enemies. I might not get along with her all that well, but barring what I'd do if I found her gagged and bound, I sure didn't want to go to war with her. I think the worst part was she knew I could say whatever I wanted, and God wouldn't do anything. He wasn't around to do anything. You see, about 50 years ago, the Almighty and Lucifer had a sit-down. Weary of the battle for the hearts and souls of humanity, they decided they'd had enough. They wanted to end the war. Rather than raise existence and start fresh, they decided humanity had, for the most part, come into its own and had too much history and character to simply be